Arguing the Just War in Islam by John Kelsey. Introduction. On June 18, 2005, President George W. Bush addressed military personnel stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and also, by way of television, the nation and the world. Although the announced topic of the speech was policy in Iraq, during his address the President asserted that the conflict there is part of something much larger. The United States and its allies, he declared, are fighting a global war, one between democratic nation-states, dedicated to the protection and spread of liberty, and movements determined to resist those efforts. The war, thus, has an ideological dimension. Although the anti-democratic forces had taken aim at the United States and its allies much earlier, that war came home to the United States on September 11, 2001, along with the message that there are people who hate the United States and the values it espouses. They are not only determined to resist the spread of those values, they are also committed to attacks against the power and interests of the United States. In June 2005, the President stated that Iraq had become the epicenter of this struggle, and then quoted Osama bin Laden, "This Third World War is raging in Iraq. The whole world is watching, and the struggle will end in victory and glory, or in misery and humiliation." President Bush depicted the fighting in Iraq, along with the global struggle against those who practice murder and destruction, in ideological terms. Although he did not name the hateful ideology of the enemies of democracy and freedom until 2006, when he spoke about Islamic fascists. The set of notions articulated by Osama bin Laden and like-minded persons has been called by many names: bin Ladenism, Islamofascism, Talibanism, Jihadism, and most commonly, fundamentalist, radical, or militant Islam. Whatever else it may involve, the ideology of those associated with attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, 1990.